this system. And you can actually get it in digital. Did you know that? You didn't know that, did you?
Digital as far as what?
You can get this in digital form. You can get on digital cable. You got cable TV, which they do out in your area. I know they got cable TV out there.
Right.
You can get the same damn thing. And it is offered by telephone in your own area. You've got cable. You can get this on your own home telephone system. If you tell me no, I will see you in court, man. Because the FCC knows for a fact that you can. If you've got a four-pair wire set system into your home or apartment or dwelling, you can get this system. That's a fact.
So yes, but the signal might not be strong enough to hold the connection.
You know what? Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me. I'm still waiting for
this
goddamn thing to load. I'm still looking at my Microsoft Windows 98 window. I'm still waiting. This is what I got after the first time I shut down since I loaded the SPC. I'm looking at my little hourglass right in the middle of the screen. Still looking at it.
Okay.
Still looking at it. Still looking at it. Don't tell me you can't get this in your hometown, because I'll tell you what, you're living in the wrong part of the country then.
Well, I can get it in my hometown, I just can't get it where I live because
that's
I live outside
right.
of the city limits.
That's not correct.
Unfortunately, it is.
You can get it. You don't have a home in your house?
I have a home in my house.
You have a phone in your house?
Actually, I only have a cell phone because I have no need to
have a phone. Do you have a phone line in your house? What, do you live in an igloo?
No, I don't live in an igloo, but I don't have...
Okay, do you have a phone line to your house?
I do, but it's not turned on because I have no need to have...
Okay, then that's your problem. You do have access to this system. I'm telling you, God damn it, I've done this for 37 years, man. I've buried goddamn more telephone cable than before you were born. So I'm telling you for a fact. If there's a four-pair wire going to your house, you got DSL fucking anywhere out of your household. Don't tell me no. Okay, here it comes. System error. Windows cannot read from drive C. If this is a network drive, make sure the network is working. If this is a local drive, check the disk. My choices are cancel, abort, or retry. Ever since I downloaded your software, this is every time I got back on after I shut my computer down. That was my point.
Okay.
Every freaking time. Ever since I got SBC Yahoo, I shut my computer, because I don't leave it on at night. I go to bed. It doesn't need to be on. It says to leave the fucking monitor thing on, the little black box. I left it on. Just a little switch. But I shut my computer down. The next morning I went in and turned my computer on. This is what I got. System error.
If it's telling us we can't read from the C drive, it doesn't have anything to do with your DSL box.
Excuse me. Fuck your DSL box.
Sir, one more outbreak with that language, and I'm going to have to release this call.
You know what?
I've warned you more than...
I'm going to warn you. You're going to make this happen. This is the point. You ain't going to warn me for nothing, because I'm the person paying for this. You ain't paying me. I'm paying you your salary to lie to me about you ain't even got the damn system at your home. All right?
All right.
Ever since I got this goddamn system, it comes up with this error. System error. Windows cannot read from drive C.
All right, which is going to be a problem with your computer, which we are not going to be able to assist you with.
You can't. But how come it never came up until I had your goddamn system?
Something on your computer must have been to a point where
you didn't
have software.
You didn't say, may I? I'm asking you a question. How come it never happened until I got this SPC White, this Yahoo.com problem? How come? How come if I delete, you know, and I'm going to lose if I lose thousands. Oh, it's going to be thousands. If I lose this and have to reformat this hard drive, because there ain't nothing wrong. I've already run a scan disk on it, and a goddamn thing wrong with the hard drive. There's a problem in your software.
There's a problem with your Windows operating system at this point, sir.
Excuse me. Well, then send somebody out and have them fix it up.
Our company does not support that.
Oh, yes, they do.
No,
Yes, they do. They got technicians supposed to install the CSL.
They will come in and make the physical hardware connection. As far as the problem with your Windows operating system, they will not correct
that.
There is
no physical connection. All I have to do is plug in a fucking cable.
That is a physical connection.
I can't tell me $200 to just come out and plug in a goddamn cable.
That is what our technician install is. That's
what
they do.
That is what you offered. It offers that you will repair.
We will repair any problems that are found with the hardware.
They sent
a
goddamn cable because the first initial cable didn't work at all.
Right, which is a piece of hardware.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Yes. I'm going to be kosher about this, and I'm going to allow you, as your self-supervisor, I'm going to allow you to put in a word, whatever you got to do ahead of yourself, your boss, and say, I want this customer first choice taken care of in this area, and I want a person to go out to his house and check his system and pick up, which I have not opened yet, the SVC box or paper thing that came with a new cable, which you fucked me on in the first place, and I want you, at no cost to me, because I'm documenting this, at no cost to me, I want you, as the supervisor, to send out a technician to come to my house at my convenience, which means he needs to be here by tomorrow a.m. between now and noon, or Monday, now and noon, because I have other businesses, and to verify that that cable was bad, because I have the old one, that that was a problem, that the new cable is good, so that makes it all right, and then he's going to redo everything just as if he was here from the gate. That means a $200 goddamn, somebody's going to bite in their ass. You understand exactly what I'm saying?
I understand what you're asking for, but I'm not able to do that.
You're going
to
make it happen.
Unfortunately, I cannot do that,
sir. You're going to make it happen, aren't you?
I cannot do that, sir.
You're going to make it. Then you're going to get an unsatisfied SBC Yahoo customer. And I don't think that's going to make yourself look good. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to repeat myself. I think it's very in your best interest, in your business, that you send somebody down here by tomorrow, a.m., between now and a.m., or Monday, that they verify that the cable that didn't work for 3 days, that we couldn't figure out why we couldn't get on, was bad. They sent me a new one, which is still in the fucking package. And that yet my goddamn hard drive don't work no more. Now you better figure it out, or I'm going to come after you, Dustin. And it'll be somebody inside your housework. They're going to come after you. You may lose your job, and I hope you don't. Because I know you're going to make it happen. You're going to tell them you got an unsatisfied customer. You're going to tell them that exactly what happened. You're going to give them everything that's printed out on that goddamn computer you got right there. And you're going to make sure that I get satisfied. If not, the lawsuit that's already against SBC, Pacific Bell, and everybody else is gonna fucking happen. You better get it together. I know you can do it. I know you can do it, and I know you can get it done for the people that have been SBC customers for years. You're young pup. I know you are. You're a young kid. And you got a long ways to go with this company. And I hope you get it happening. I hope you get the ball rolling. If they try to tell you demeanor, you just tell them, hey, look, either I lose this customer or I'm out of here. You're going to figure out how it happens. You are not a sounding board for me or your company anymore. You're hearing it from a person out here in Western California, and I want it to happen. And I want to see something happen. Okay? Or as of today, you can shut me down. Okay? You understand?
I understand what you're asking
for. You can shut me down right now. In fact, you know what? I want you to shut me down because I ain't going to pay a dime for none of it. I want you to do that for me.
I can get you transferred over to the department that can do that, but I do not have the powers to do that.
No!
Yes.
Transfer me to no jockey. You're going to do it, Dustin.
Dustin.
You're going to do it, Dustin.
Unfortunately, I can't do that, sir. I do not have the ability to change your account.
You can do that.
No, I cannot, sir.
Let me tell you something about your goddamn business. You're going to make sure I get shut down today right now until you make it happen for me to be a customer again.
Well, only way I can do that is if you let me transfer you to the department.
No,
that can
you
do
ain't
that.
Gonna transfer me nowhere.
Well,
you know
we're
why?
Not gonna be able to complete this.
Let
sir.
Me tell you something. Why?
Okay.
Because that's a bunch of crock. I've been lost in telephone communications before. It ain't gonna happen. If anything possible, the best way to reassure somebody is say, listen, I'm gonna be on the line. I'm gonna get somebody until we get this resolved. In other words, three-party call. You're going to stay there until it's done. And you can do that.
I can stay with you until you get to the cancellations department. But I
Excuse me?
I can stay with you until we get you to the cancellations department. Yes.
You can stay right on the line through the whole process.
Except for the time when I have to actually dial their extension, yes.
No, that ain't going to happen.
Well, then we're
not
going to be able to complete this, sir. That's
well, here, put it in your document. This customer is unhappy. I am deleting my services as of today. You can mark it. Date and time.
I can mark it, but that will not terminate your account.
Oh, it will. Trust me, it will. As long as you document it. If it doesn't, it'll come back to you because it has your employee number and your name does not. So it will.
Yes,
come back.
But you're not willing to let us transfer you to the department that can cancel
your
account.
I didn't say
so
that.
It's not going to come back on me.
It will come back to you. Don't think you just pass this off to somebody. You're responsible. That's your job, man. That's where you got your position. That is your responsibility. Don't you understand that?
I understand that, but if you're not willing to allow me to make the transfer to that department, I really can't help you.
If you transfer me there, that person has no idea anything that you and I have even been talking about. They have no fucking iota. Do you understand that?
I understand that.
Then you are going to sit right there and you're going to explain to this person before you transfer anybody. You can tell him this guy's a real asshole. Look at, I've even put a red flag next to his name. I got a ticket on this. Look at this. He's a real dickhead. And then deal with it. And then you're going to go, bye-bye. Whoop, and you think you're off the hook. Guess what? You're not going to be. Because your job is still hanging right now. Because you can't help me.
I can't help you because your problem is outside of what our
technician
can do. No,
it's not. It is not.
Sure it is.
I'll tell you what you could do. On your own, as a supervisor, you could actually go out of your way and find somebody that's going to come out here and help fix my goddamn computer problem. Because I know that's what they do for a living. And you can't do that. That's what you said, right?
Right. We cannot dispatch...
No, we didn't say we. I said you cannot do that. What's this we stuff?
As far as... Within SDC, there's no way to dispatch a technician to your house without the possibility of charges.
There won't be any charges because they were going to charge me $200 to have some guy idiot come out here and do something that he couldn't do before in the first place, right? Is that right? Is that right?
That is the charge for a tech install.
Nuh-uh. In the beginning, which is undisclosed at the time, now it's very disclosed, because this is not the first time I've got this. I tried to get this a year ago. Boy, did they screw me over. And they didn't tell me about the $200. Oh, yeah, for some guy to come out to your house when I never even asked for that. I said I could do it myself. Oh, boy, wasn't that a throwover. That wound up getting about 2 months of free phone service. That's what happened. Are you looking at my account?
I can see the technical records, but I can't see anything with the billing.
What does the technical records go back to? November of 2003?
Well, this only goes for this account, which didn't start until March 3rd.
Same goddamn phone number. It never went anywhere.
This is a DSL account. That's all I can see.
Well, the last time it was a DSL account.
It's not going to be under the same case.
This is my second time with DSL Yahoo. Second time. The first time, they threw me for a fucking loop. This is the biggest joke I ever heard. So I figured, okay, I'll give it some time. Now they think they got their act together. In the meantime, I get a letter from an attorney that says they're suing your ass. People you're employed by. So I say, okay, well, I'll stay neutral on this, and I'll wait. So I waited about 4 months. I'm a lawyer myself, man. Don't think I'm stupid. And I waited. So then I figure, okay, maybe they got their act together, and maybe they circumvented their goddamn services. So I buy it up again. I signed up. Not only did I sign up, but it only lasted about a day and a half that it worked. It took me 3 days to get it to work. Why? Because they sent me a faulty cable. Now, I'm going to say, okay, they were going to send for was bad. Granted, thinking that's okay. No, it's not fucking okay. He might plant one of them goddamn bad things in every fucking one in every $200
sir,
man comes
I've warned you about
for.
Your language multiple times.
Who are you
this
on
This is
you?
The last time. One more outrage. And
I got
go
you
ahead
one
and
outrage. What are you going to do?
I will release the call if you continue to swear.
Really?
Really.
What is in your bad taste of swearing? Give me your four-letter words. I'm waiting.
I'm not going to repeat those
no,
words
no, no,
for you.
No,
you know which words
what
I'm talking about.
You tell me what I'm not supposed to say. You tell me, and I'll be aware of them. But what am I
sir,
not supposed to say?
You're an educated man. You know what I'm talking about.
What? I mean, you tell me.
I'm not going to repeat those words to you.